This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today over Colorado's ban on conversion therapy for minors. The practice tries to help youth to change their sexual orientation or gender identity. Opponents argue the ban on it violates the free speech of therapists. But Colorado Solicitor General Shannon Stevenson said during the arguments that the state has the right to regulate discredited or harmful medical practices.
People have been trying to do conversion therapy for 100 years with no record of success. There is no study, despite the fact that people tried to advance this practice, that has ever shown that it has any chance of being efficacious.
The conservative legal group behind the challenge, Alliance Defending Freedom, has taken Colorado to the Supreme Court before. It won victories for two Christian business owners who refused to take commissions for same-sex weddings. Federal cuts are forcing Adams State University in the San Luis Valley to end a program that supports students whose families migrate for agricultural work. The school lost its appeal to keep the College Assistant Migrant Program going, which included scholarships. David Tandberg is the president of Adams State.
They tend to be low-income, first-generation students who follow that calendar of agricultural work. It's not necessarily immigrants, and there is no race test, a white student, any race, ethnicity, you know, it's just not a consideration.
The school was able to allocate scholarship money before the funding was cut. Mostly clear skies overnight in Grand Junction with a low of 48 degrees. This is CPR News.